Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
Bronco Focus, Bob Beeler. Well, the Broncos 13-4 now on the season after defeating Air Force 62-56 last night, but 4-0 in Mountain West Conference play. That's got to please Bob Beeler. Bob, welcome, and hey, 10 in a row, but it didn't exactly go the way you thought it would. Did it, Bob?
No, and I think that's what makes a winning streak interesting, is that when you win 10 games in a row, you're going to have games that get won in different styles. Like the fact last night that Air Force outshot Boise State in the game, or, you know, especially from three, wasn't a surprise. The fact that they out-rebounded Boise State by two in the game was a huge surprise in the game. I never would have thought that going to happen. And then how about this? Boise State goes 19 of 32 at the foul line for 59%. They were the better team at the foul line. Air Force went 43%, didn't get to the line as often, only made 6 out of 14. And then on another good note, the defense forced 20 turnovers, which was a big part of why Boise State won the game. Had to negotiate foul trouble with Shaver early, and he's a guy that's usually never in foul trouble. And then Acott didn't play as many minutes as you would have expected. Coach Rice says his Achilles was bothering him a little bit during the game. So if you'd have said, how would this game go, the fact that they would have won by 6 at home, maybe a bit of a surprise, thinking it might be a little bit more. But the fact that they got out-rebounded, too, was, to me, a big surprise.
You know, Bob, they say this about a lot of teams. Maybe it's a cliche at this point. You know, it could be anybody on any given night that's going to lead this team in scoring. Last night, it was Tyson Degenhart, 19 points to go along with 4 rebounds. What do you think about his performance last night, the freshman?
I thought he played extremely well. Took the right shots, made 5 of 10 shots, got to the line, and he was Boise State's most effective free throw shooter. He made 8 of 9 at the foul line. This team has had different guys be the leaders different times, and I think that is one of the bigger differences from last season, when especially early in the season it was the Derek Alston show. He was going to be your leading scorer. I think matchups dictated who's not in foul trouble, who's healthy, and I think last night Degenhart was a good matchup for the Broncos. They went to him. He took 10 shots, more shots than anybody else on the team, and he was the right guy to be taking it. And he had one of his better offensive games against the Falcons, and that helped the Broncos win it.
This is Bronco Focus with Bob Beeler, the voice of Boise State Athletics, talking Air Force victory last night, talking about Utah State tomorrow night. First, Bob, let's dive back into that winning streak, 10 in a row. How does that compare to last year's win streak, a school record 13 in a row?
Prater, I actually am more impressed with the 10 in a row than the 13 in a row, and I'm going to give you a couple of reasons. Number one, none of the road games that Boise State won were in front of fans. This year, that would be the case. You'd have to go on the road and win in front of fans. And also with those back-to-back games early in conference season, if you had somebody that you were better than, you were going to beat them twice, and you could possibly have both of the games at home. When you look at what Boise State had to do in the 13-game winning streak, they had 3 games against lower-level teams. This year in the 10-game winning streak, they have 3 games against lower-level teams, so we're going to call that a wash. On the season in the conference, Air Force for 2, San Jose for 2, New Mexico for 2, at Wyoming for 2, and Fresno for 1. And last year, those teams were all in the bottom half of the Mountain West standings by the time the year finished. Boise State has had 4 games in the 6 away from home, Washington State, CSUN, Nevada, and New Mexico. They faced nobody twice. So I think this year's 10, to me, is more impressive than last year's 13. And if you look like, if you want to get to 13, guys, at Utah State tomorrow night would be number 11. At San Diego State, Saturday would be number 12. And you tie the record with perhaps the hottest team in the Mountain West, that being Wyoming, at home next week.
All right, Bob, you touched on what's going on in the future. We've talked about this 11-day, 5 states, 5 game stretch. We're down to the last couple of games. You just mentioned them. This is going to be a difficult one, my friend. How difficult?
Well, I think maybe the Utah State game is going to be maybe more difficult mentally, because you're coming back on a quick turnaround, so are they. But they also have been struggling. And I think they're a better team than what they're playing. They are 1-4 right now. And if they want to have any chance at, you know, snipping anything, they're going to have to beat Boise State at home. So you got a team that is backed up against the wall in Utah State. So I think that's going to make it an interesting challenge tomorrow night. But when you look at the San Diego State game, they're coming off a COVID pause, and they've been gone for basically 2 weeks since they trounced Colorado State at home by 30. I don't know what we're going to get out of them. I mean, Boise State came out of their COVID pause and looked none the worse for wear. Have no idea, you know, if San Diego State's going to have their full complement of players. They've started practicing this week, so they have 4 or 5 full days of practice to get ready for the Broncos. But what are they going to put on the floor? How timely are they going to be, you know, in their offense and their defense? For Boise State, just the opposite. They'll have to play their fifth game in 11 days. Maybe if they're rolling, it's not going to matter. I think both of these games are going to be fascinating. I think these are two of the best venues in college basketball to go on the road. They draw, and there's so much energy at those places. And like I said, if you're going to close it out in Logan and in San Diego, I don't know if Boise State's ever played back-to-back road games in two tougher venues than the two that are coming up.
Bob Beeler, Bronco Focus, Prater on the ball game. Okay, where in the world is Bob Beeler? Bob, tell me about you and the team's upcoming schedule.
Well, the team will bus this afternoon, late this afternoon, down to Logan, Utah, play the game tomorrow, charter fly out of Logan to San Diego. That will take place Thursday night after the game. They'll have a practice on Friday in San Diego, and then they'll play the game Saturday night in San Diego. So really is kind of an NBA-type schedule where you're playing all these games in a short amount of time and, you know, not a lot of time to prepare. So one of the more interesting stretches of basketball, I think, for Boise State, and they've come through 3 for 3. And you would have thought at the beginning of the schedule that maybe the Nevada game would be one of the harder ones, and then you would have thought the New Mexico game and the Air Force game would be two of the softer ones of the five, and you certainly would have thought that Utah State and San Diego State would be rough ones to end with.
You know, Bob, just a little quick one here. You've been with so many teams over a 30-year period in your broadcasting career. I think you know when you see a good team. Mm-hmm. How good can this team be?
I think they can get better offensively. And I think maybe a little more consistently offensively. I think for this team to get really, really good, I think they're going to need to cultivate and develop a couple of guys off the bench. Najee Smith has been probably the best player off the bench. Max Rice's minutes have been going up. He does a lot of little things, rebound and pass. He has had trouble shooting the basketball, and that's something that you would find, you know, difficult to believe for Max Rice because he was a pretty good spot-up shooter, pretty good three-point shooter. And then Kuzmanovic is out, and they didn't use Milner last night against Air Force, and that's not uncommon. Sometimes certain guys they don't use against Air Force. But I think that, you know, if you're going to probably try to go with 6, 7 guys, you probably need at least one more, and I think that might be the difference if you can cultivate somebody else to give you some minutes. I'm not saying a lot of minutes. I'm saying maybe 10 minutes a game, but, you know, if you look at foul trouble last night with Shaver, and then if somebody were to get hurt, you're a little thin.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate you. Safe travels.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate you, man. Prater, I thought, you know, it wasn't an earth-shattering victory by any stretch last night, but hey, man, a win is a win is a win right now in this season, eh?
Yeah, and sometimes you're going to have to win ugly, and sometimes that's good. And that's been the biggest bugaboo with Boise State basketball, winning crunch games late February, early in March. So the more that they can be tested, I don't care if it's the last-place team, the first-place team, Air Force, or, you know, Kentucky. It's good for Boise State to kind of go through those characters and win those tight games. You know, Air Force shot the ball well, got a little pesky down there toward the end. Boise State's going to lose a couple of games because it can't shoot the ball well. They're not going to finish out this season undefeated. So they're going to lose those kinds of games. They got away with one last night. I think it's a character builder.
I love it, man. That's Bob Beeler, Bronco Focus. We give you Boise State talk every first hour of Prater in the ball game. So you're welcome for that. We're going to turn right around. Hello, college football. It's our college football hour with a special edition of No Brainer Brain Scratcher. We're doing that coming up in how about $50 at Blaze Pizza, anyone? Rock, jocks, and pop culture next hour on Prater in the ball game. And it's Dolly Parton's birthday. Prater's going to give her a special happy birthday salute. Hey, Idaho Sports Talk. Love ya.
Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket.